I don't think so. Is that room the foyer, or the foyer ought to be the hall, or near the hall?
This is again a modest kind of dwelling in one big room, you know, just a large single room in the hall there. Any?
I haven't the faintest idea.
I don't think I've ever seen that kind of home.
I think Mrs. Williams is building something like that. She's building as old-timey a house as she can, and she's having one big room and one bedroom, two bedrooms, one of which will be a workroom because she sews and pots and does everything under the sun, and one bath.
Have you ever seen the kind of situation where you have a number of houses together, maybe a whole built?
Oh, Baltimore, row houses.
Not even in this area? I don't think I've ever seen them either.
I don't think it would. Well, yes, some of the commercial buildings have common walls. I was going to say it would, but the same person owns all the ground. When they do, and I believe in Baltimore you own both the ground and the house, although you have the common wall.
You own half a wall, I guess. I guess in New York City or something like this, sometimes people own an apartment that covers a whole floor of an apartment.
Yes.
Any name for that?
That's a little too elegant for me. I haven't the faintest idea. Would that be a flat?
That's what I have heard. I really don't. I have never seen one in my life and wouldn't know.
I have, and it wasn't elegant at all. It was under the subway in Chicago.
Oh.
I worked at a camp, and I went home with one of my little boys to visit him. His father fed the animals at the zoo, and his mother was out doing housework, and you could have eaten off the floor. But they had a flat, and it was the whole floor in that section. They had, I would say, two or three bedrooms, a kitchen, and a living room.
Except for Atlanta, I really have never been in a large city. Birmingham, I guess, is the next biggest
yeah.
thing. So I really, and I've never seen anything like this. The row houses or flats, although shotgun houses are fairly common in Alabama. Dog trots all over the place, especially out in the country, just tons of those.
Well, do they still have the wooden shutters instead of windows?
Most people now, we know, are putting in windows and so forth. But I have, in fact, the house that my grandmother grew up in still stands. It was built in 1865, 66, right after the war between the states.
Uh-huh.
And it still has wooden shutters. And it's still in pretty good shape. It was built out of logs.
Yeah.
Still in good shape.
The first and only one of those I've ever seen, although they were very common here, was in Alabama.
If you go to Montgomery, you'll get off the Interstate 59 and take 231.
Yeah.
Right outside Wetumpka, just north of Wetumpka, there is a two-story dog trot, believe it or not. Sure is.
Well, how'd the dogs get upstairs?
It's completely open for two stories. It's a big two-story house, roof built over, and straight through. It's a very nice home. It really is just a beautiful home.
Wouldn't that be a lovely way to commit suicide?
I guess so.
In your sleep, maybe.
But it's I've never seen any other two-story dog trot.
That may be the only one.
But
they didn't know how else to build a house.
Still in good shape, though.